Welcome back to the Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. I'm Kristen Noriega, your registered dietitian, mom of four, and we are joined today with my fellow team member, Sydney. Hey, Sydney, who are you?
Hi, I'm Sydney Mostek, mom of twins, dietitian, movement coach.
So working with all of our clients on movement and providing tons of support as we work to provide comprehensive care for everybody. And especially as we are doing these fun deep dive episodes for you and trying to bring a lot of the science, that is what Sydney excels at. She brings the hardcore stuff and I say, thanks. So today we're diving into your menstrual mood swings. We want to look at why are you feeling so tired and hungry and mad and what is this and why? And is there maybe something you could do about it? So as we get ready to have this conversation, you want to grab something to take notes on because we're going to walk you through a few criteria to see if you might have PMS or PMDD. We'll explain what those are. So take some notes as you are listening to this intro that's about to drop. Click the link below. Grab your free cycle synced meal plan for weight loss and just kind of go through the steps, get that into your inbox so you have it at the end of this episode ready to roll. So without further ado, let's go.
Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive.
All right, Sydney, let's see. Fun fact about us. We were just talking about eye issues with kids and things. Fun fact, do you wear contacts, glasses, anything like that?
Nothing.
Well, that's boring.
Eagle eyes.
Eagle eyes. Awesome. I don't either.
Oh, man.
I know. I feel like that's such an exception.
I know. We've got that going for us.
Nothing else we can see. Take the reins here.
Let's talk about what these symptoms are. We all kind of know it as PMS, right? And it's like this stereotype that is often used against us, I think unfairly, given what our bodies are going through hormonally. I want to go over just like symptoms of PMS. And then if you haven't heard of PMDD, it's premenstrual dysphoric disorder, I think is what it stands for. There's sort of like specific criteria you have to meet for each. So for PMS, there are 11 core symptoms. Buckle up. We've got mood swings, irritability or anger, depressed mood, anxiety, decreased interest in usual activities, subjective difficulty in concentration, lethargy, change in appetite, meaning you're overeating or you're having specific cravings, sleeping too much or too little, a sense of feeling overwhelmed or out of control, and then physical symptoms like bloating, joint pain, you know, some weight gain, etc. Those first four are all mood related. And to get a diagnosis of PMDD, the more severe, you have to have at least one of those mood related symptoms. And you have to have a total of five of those symptoms that have to disrupt your life in some way. For PMS, you need five of them, but they don't have to include one of the mood-related symptoms. So if you have any of those on a monthly basis, you probably have PMS or PMDD, and that stinks.
Yeah, that does stink. So what were those four key ones that you said right at the beginning?
The four mood-related ones are mood swings. Hello, that's what we're doing here today. Irritability or anger, depressed mood, and anxiety. And I, quite frankly, Kristen, think that I experience all of those in a normal month.
Well, Cindy, so you and I, we've been doing all this stuff behind the scenes because we really try to live out the things that we're going to teach somebody else. We want to have firsthand experience with as many of the recommendations as we possibly can. Yeah. The thing is, you are saying you've been experiencing this for a while. How old are your kiddos?
My kids are five.
Oh, five. Okay. So my oldest is 8 and my youngest is 2. And so within the last 9 years, up until like the fall, I had only had like 5 cycles. So I was so out of touch with my menstrual cycle. I didn't even know, it knocked me off my feet this fall. And like, it was something that had to be figured out. And like, literally, I think I texted you at one point and I was like, oh man, this week I can't do anything. Definitely not related to my cycle, but and then like in hindsight, I'm like, oh my gosh, come off it.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But yeah, it makes making these recommendations a lot easier if I can say I have done this thing and holy smokes, it worked for me. And that's kind of where I'm at right now with this. Even having been skeptical before I started, like, man, I'm glad I did it anyway. I didn't have any of them this month.
That is so cool. Yeah, you were talking in our stories and you had like a surprise period. Like, well, you weren't just devastated or angry or shouting at everybody. Because, I mean, we've all been there. And those are some of the things that I experienced too. So I don't have a number for how many of those symptoms I've experienced. But what I know is that I've had some changes too in my cycle. And it's been, I would say, very powerful for how I'm parenting in my marriage, how I'm showing up in work, the mm-hmm. things I'm capable of doing, and just understanding what the heck is going on.
Yeah, because they don't really know what causes it, right? I mean, there's a few things that they think it could be. It could be genetic. It could be nutrition related due to like various nutrient deficiencies, amino acids, B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin D. It could just be your mom had it. Now here you are. What else have you found out about it, Kristen?
So there was a study that shows that some women who experienced weight cycling had a 36% higher risk of PMS versus those who didn't report weight cycling. So weight cycling is a term that is very much just like for the article, for research purposes of saying like, you gain, you lose, you gain, you lose, often associated with chronic dieting, starting and stopping, on again, off again, that situation that so many women have experienced. And so those people who are still stuck in that weight cycling or dieting cycle are at a 36% higher risk of PMS, which is pretty significant. I mean, that's crazy.
That is crazy. I think I saw something like 70% of women have at least PMS, but most of them don't do anything about it. They either just like deal with it or pop Advil every month or some drink excessively to cope. Man, such a lonely thing to deal with.
Just because something is common doesn't mean it has to be normal. Doesn't mean that's what we should all just accept. Kind of like with a diet. Yeah, everyone's doing it. But is that the best thing? So if we're experiencing these radical mood shifts that are like causing marital fights and problems, guilty over here, does that have to be the norm? And so as we're looking at like a bunch of the nutrients that are potentially missing, that is part of where we've really put in some strategy for our lives, like looking at the specific things. Cindy named a few, like vitamin D, calcium, those are very closely related. And winter, nobody has any vitamin D. We're all low, we're all deficient. And so by really increasing supplementation of that, like that changes things. So another thing that is relevant here is that estrogen and progesterone, which are your sex hormones, are involved in the regulation of two neurotransmitters, serotonin and GABA. They regulate your mood. And so as you're experiencing these hormonal changes and your estrogen starts to drop in the second half of your cycle when you're experiencing PMS, then you're also likely seeing a dip in your serotonin, in your GABA. So your feel-good, happy, mood-regulating things in your body are also taking a dip. If estrogen is enhancing serotonin action, this is important for the regulation of your mood, basically.
Yeah. And we have that it also affects how you feel pain, your overall well-being, maybe your sexual desire. If you're like, don't even look at me, husband, not this week, that might be part of it.
Yeah. Gosh, we were painting this picture and I bet everybody's like, yeah, right? I feel this. I can relate. I don't particularly think I might want to talk about it in front of other people like you guys are because that's crazy. But like, that's real. I mean, it's just the bodies we have, the phase of life we're in. And if there's anything we can do about it to fix it, then fix the dang thing. I remember so vividly, my mom would fly off the handle and she would say, it's just PMS, it's PMS. And I'd be like, well, okay, but can we like do something about this? And I didn't understand because I was little and it's taken me however many years, 20 years to figure it out. But it was not pleasant by any means. And those aren't memories I want to have of my childhood. And those aren't memories I want to imprint on my children. So if there are literal just lifestyle and nutrition changes that somebody can make, that I can make, I'm going to do those. I've had to do things that I've resisted for a long time. Part of supporting my cycle personally for me is decreasing my stress, especially in that phase of my cycle. And that looks like reducing my caffeine consumption. And that was like, stick a knife in my heart. Like, seriously, I love coffee. I love the taste, the flavor, all the stuff. And I've cut it out in the afternoon. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm committed.
And how are you doing?
I am committed. And I ask God for strength every single day because I'm like, there's just this little tiny bit left in the pot from the morning after Tony like pours his coffee. And I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I could just drink that. Just a little bit. Yeah. I want help.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like I said, I was skeptical because it's like, okay, these are just normal hormonal fluctuations, right? So like, how can what I eat make that big of a difference in the way I am emotionally managing those fluctuations?
So in general, Sydney and I eat quite healthy. You know, this is our lives right here. This is what we do. So it's really important. And we've gone through years and years and years of figuring out how to make it so easy and so ingrained, which is what we'll teach you. By the time you're done working with us, it's second nature. Mm-hmm. But still, the foods that are healthy in today's world are deficient in nutrients. They are not adequate because of modern farming, modern shipping, all these things. And by the time the food gets to your plate, it's missing stuff. And so our bodies are deficient despite the best intentions.
Yeah. Not to mention just like the bulk that you have to consume to get enough of the thing. So endless greens, endless sources of protein, but you don't have too much animal protein. So you got to like find all these plant proteins and how do you fit it all in?
Yeah. How do you fit it all in? I think that's a good segue to talking about taking a baby step to get started with this. And we could drop like 27,000 things that you should be doing and could do and could consider and resources and all the things. But there's one thing that's going to be the most impactful for you as you work to sort out your cravings, sort out your cycle, support this with a holistic approach. And that's going to be to grab our new cycle synced meal plan for weight loss. That we both had our eyes on it. We both reviewed it. We bring in as much evidence as we can, not just like trendy stuff. And in that, the meals are loaded up with the nutrients that you need to get started. So while I just went on this whole tangent about foods are deficient, there is a first step. And the first step is to understand your cycle. So we explain that to you in there. We walk you through when to use each meal plan. And then you have it right there. You get started and it's free. That's the best part about it.
Yeah. Dang, that's easy.
Dang. Just a little click of the button down below. And don't worry, you won't be spammed with a million emails because Sandy and I are not really good at keeping up on our emails. So. Don't worry about that.
If you are, it'll only last a couple of days. It'll be fine. And they're probably funny.
I know. We're trying. Oh my gosh. So on that note, to recap, PMS, PMDD, they are problems that are going to hit you every single month. They are problems you don't have to live with. They are things that you can fix through nutrition, through specific lifestyle changes. We can help you with that. We have done it for ourselves. We have been working on that with clients. They have seen a lot of success, and you can get started for free today.
Hooray.
Hooray. Oh, here's a good one. If you have a sister who's always had heavy periods with you, like right next to you in your whole lives, you've like talked about this forever and struggled with it, send her this podcast episode. Okay, friends? Yeah. Thank you.
Or like a bestie that you're always complaining. Venting to, because mm-hmm. we all have that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, it's happening again. I'm going to kill my husband.
That friend. Pick that friend. Send them this episode and we will be so grateful. So you guys have a good one. Thanks for being here and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Before you go, I'm going to challenge you to share this episode with a friend or any episode that has been super meaningful for you. Imagine if you shared it with a friend and she shared it with a friend, and then we've changed the narrative of our generation and that of our children. Women who love their bodies and are treating them well. That is what you can do by sharing this episode. So you can click the little arrow button or take a screenshot and text it to your friend. It's gonna have crazy, crazy impact. Are you with me? I hope so. Thanks for listening.